Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I am the living bread that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, I'm the bread that came down from heaven. And they said, is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, I have come down from heaven? Jesus answered and said to them, stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus says, I am the living bread. It's about, in the Last Supper, he told the disciples, take this, all of you, eat of it, for this is my body. And the wine. Told the disciple, this is my blood. It's a beautiful. Jesus established the sacrament of the most holy sacrament, the Eucharist. This is a bread of life. From the first reading, Elijah on his way, he was tired. And then the angel gave him food. Then eventually for 40 days and 40 nights, he walked to the mountain of God. For us, we take this bread, this life of Christ. We walk together towards the Heavenly Father. We are strengthened by his life. That's what St. Paul says, today is not that I live, but Christ lives in me. That's what St. Paul is teaching the Ephesians. When we have this bread of life, we have to walk in love, just like Christ. It's not always easy, but we have to live like Christ. He loves us unconditionally. Always be the first one to love. He loves all people. Jesus is inviting all of us to do the same. He will be with us, especially when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, his body and blood, so that we live in him. He lives in us. Thank the Lord that we have this bread. that we can go ahead. Even we are weak, but we are strong in Him. Thank you, Jesus, for giving us this bread of life.